This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Bonus episode. Say something that I can like make us up.
All right, guys, this is your bonus episode. How's that?
That was horrible.
Okay, what the fuck?
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Sorta Kinda Funny. This is your bonus episode for the month, and this is another Out of the Vault. We haven't done that in a long time. These are extra clips and snips and parts of episodes that we loved, but obviously we can't keep them in all the time. So these are from different episodes. We hope you enjoy.
Oh, and then I had it in my mouth. This is what made me think of it, because you said you were chewing on it, is they kept breaking because they're like, I mean, they're supposed to pull them out and like light them. They're not very straight.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. They taste.
They're
so
light,
bad.
Light paper. Yeah.
Have you ever participated? Have you ever smoked a cigarette? You ever lit one up?
I did for the first time this year. It was like a girls' night. It was hilarious.
Did
it was
you smoke
so
more
funny.
Than one?
No, I didn't smoke a full one. I just like tried it, and I felt very like
gross.
Cool. I was gonna say Audrey Hepburn vibes, like cool '60s chick. Mm-hmm. Even though I did not look cool doing it, I started
you were
doing
cool
this 60s. And, like. It,
but you didn't
they're
want
like
to keep
it's
doing
not
that.
Pot.
Yeah.
Right. They're like it's not pot. You have to do it. Like I was like, oh right. So
right.
Confusion. You know?
Yeah. You're like I feel cool 60s, but I don't want to keep smoking these because then it will turn into a really unfortunate 80s or 90s if I keep smoking these.
Yeah. And it wasn't like it wasn't horrible. It wasn't like this is. Fun. I mean, it was like.
But you probably weren't inhaling is the thing.
I mean.
Okay. Well, my friends, at the time I smoked a cigarette, we all went drinking. It was a Halloween thing. And then everyone's like, you got to smoke a cigarette after you drink. It's the best
thing
ever.
God, it was so cool. You're like, Dare taught me to not.
Yeah. And I was like, I have watched Barney. I'm not going to do that. PBS Kids told me not to. And I did. And then I was like, I don't feel anything. Some people apparently get like a super fucking rush whenever they smoke after they drink. I didn't feel jack. I was like, no, thank you. I'm not going to kill myself. One's good.
I don't believe in cancer. They're like,
I don't, honestly. I was like, I like my health too much to
right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Smoke.
Anyway, guys, if you smoke more than a pack a day, stop.
If you smoke more than a pack a week, you should probably stop. Those things are
horrible
for you.
More than two cigarettes a day, stop. It's a once in a while, whatever. We just keep narrowing it down. Just
once
in a while for fun,
look,
whatever.
Don't listen to our advice. We're not going to tell you health advice, but you do what you want. We respect you.
We will tell you relationship advice.
We
if
will.
If you're smoking more than a pack,
then you don't need to do grind it up. Into a smoothie for them and go, oh, I made you a pooky little smoothie for Halloween. Oh, why is it all black? Oh, I put black ink, some dye in there, for Halloween.
They throw up.
Make them drink that shit. You like that glass?
You're welcome. Oh, you put glass in their smoothie?
Well, there's glass and cigarettes, so. Your face makes me think you did not get educated very well on what's inside of a cigarette before you smoked one.
I just remember them being like, it is bad.
It is so bad.
It will kill
you. It's got tar in it.
Yeah,
glass.
I mean, I know.
So when you smoke it, it shreds your lungs. So that way, that
honestly,
the nicotine,
that sounds like an experience.
Yeah, the nicotine will get into your lungs because the glass shards open up your lungs.
Right.
Yeah, it's
the
really
more you
fucking,
learn, guys.
It's really fucking bad for you. This is why giving it to kids is like the most insane shit ever. my two friends that I go to Comic-Con with every year, they are attractive people. I feel like we are definitely elevated as far as attractive people are at Comic-Con. And every time I'm just walking around like, I normally feel like I'm probably in the higher percentage of attractiveness towards people. And then I go to those places. I'm like, am I a god? Who am I?
And then, why is no one bowing down to me?
Yeah, and then I start praying to myself and then I get accused of witchcraft.
So Comic-Con, isn't that normally like you dress up as anything comics? Like what
no,
is
you can dress up
shows?
As whatever you want. Nobody cares. It used to be that more, but now it's like, oh, I love this Netflix show. People dress up as
oh, that's kind of fun.
People dress up as
anything.
Movies.
It's just
anything.
Dressing up.
It's just dressing up. You don't have to
I would
dress
go
up.
To one. I would go to one just because I like dressing up.
Oh, I think
I feel like
should.
I would be not in the level of costumes that everyone would be, and they'd be like, she half-assed this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Even though this is half-assed
no,
compared to
you
what
look,
they do.
You look on par with most people just how you are right now, and if you go anything above that you're like above and beyond. I didn't dress up this year. I was working, and then I wore a Dungeons and Dragons shirt, and then I wore my Spider-Man red shoes that he wears in
it's very cool. Do people not dress up? Is that normal?
Oh, yeah. Probably. I'd probably say about half.
What's the percentage?
Probably half dress up and probably half don't.
What do they go for? Like, because aren't there some celebrities that go?
Yeah, so those are people that go into, like, booths and stuff. You can go in and meet them. They don't just walk around the floor. I mean, sometimes they do. Like, they'll do funny videos where they're walking around dressed like the Mandalorian, and it's, like, someone that actually is in the show of the Mandalorian. And
you're like,
But you'd never know that because they have a mask on and stuff like that.
Right. That's fun.
It's pretty fun. Yep, it's
fun. When is it? What month is it?
So it just passed for us here in Utah. Damn it. It's different everywhere. If you look up, I guarantee there's one in South Carolina or North Carolina.
Well, I wouldn't go by myself. No, I've had that word. When I go to Utah, I want to, some point my life will happen. And I'll be able to do things for myself. And so I'd like to go out there. And we've got a list of things we got to do. We got to go to the gay bar.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go to some sort of, it'll be like Comic-Con-ish.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to a local strip club and become the strippers.
Yeah. Strip clubs in Utah, probably not the best. I've never been to one, but I'm just going to guess here on that one. Our boy Clayton, I think he's working to be a bartender. So if he's ever bartending, we'll go find him and we'll go to his bar and get fucked.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's fine.
My computer is so dumb. The camera, for some reason, they built into the bottom of the goddamn screen. And so when you're like zooming, it like looks up and you're like, hey, how's it going? And it's not flattering.
You looked like Cam from Modern Family, if anyone's seen that.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone's seen
Cam. Oh my god. Cam and those two are my absolute favorite from the show. Becca
Cam
never
is so toxic though. I love him, but he also is so annoying.
Stella! No. I'd seen it. So when I was deployed, my last deployment, like a bunch of us, like during lunch, would just watch Modern Family.
I love that show.
Yeah, because we were fucking bored out of our minds. But Becca had never seen it, and so we started watching it together. I was like, the two gay guys are the greatest thing in this whole show. And she's like, oh, okay. And like, sure enough, she's like, no, you weren't kidding.
No, for sure. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
of course I wasn't kidding. I don't joke around.
No.
I don't believe John in jokes a as a concept.
We do on our podcast, we like jump from, he's saying continue.
Yes,
we're
all just taking the piss. Just go, John. Hurry up. Jesus Christ.
No, John Furl, shut up, please.
Like, hold on a second, Lauren. You shut up. John, go ahead.
Hang on. I need to finish.
We had a jet that was named Spooky 5-0 or Spook 5-0. That's what they called it. But I guess somebody had hung themselves from the jet. Ooh. Somebody like it had depressurized. So somebody had died.
Can you say this on the internet?
Yeah. I'm not saying specifically where.
And it's like their name was.
Like, yeah, it was just it's an urban legend. But apparently somebody had killed themselves on the jet.
Oh.
Somebody had died in the refueling area because it depressurized. And apparently somebody like something had happened where somebody was actually like sucked out of the aircraft.
Jesus Christ.
And mind you, these jets are like from the 50s. So they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of pilots and crew members, nobody liked flying that jet because they'd be like in the cockpit. Everybody's in the cockpit. And then they'd hear like footsteps.
A random woman having an orgasm in the chair.
Yeah. They never could fly females because
what's going on out the back? Is she riding the fucking boom mic? She's just like,
but they'd hear chattering. They'd hear people talking in the back and they'd think the boom and they'd look and he was right behind them and not like in the back. They'd hear like static, like people having discussions on the radio.
That's super creepy.
Years of this jet being haunted and it's like everybody knows about it. It's called Spook 50.
Everybody knows.
Okay, it's an actual haunted Air Force jet.
Yeah.
I need to know more about one of the most out-of-pocket things that John just talked about. And we all just skipped over it like it was nothing, but we're going to talk about this. I need to know. So John said someone hung themselves with this plane. I'm picturing someone with a noose attached to the front of this plane. He's like, you're clear for takeoff.
So I'm a little scared because I once so when I was doing my extra stuff for this TV show, there was this guy and it was COVID still, so you had to wear a mask. He had one of the clear shields, you know what I'm talking about? It was like it would foam up.
So this dude wasn't fucking with COVID. He's like, it's not real, but I legally have to wear this thing.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. He was one of those dudes. He's like, it's legally a mask. And you're like, that's a mesh mask. Prince used to wear those sexual occasions.
That was a whole experience. So people were wearing the mesh.
Like, I just put my undies on.
So he had the clear one. But he drew on it General Grievous mask. So I looked at it and he had like Star Wars tattoos on his thighs, his legs, like his calves.
He's like,
and
hey,
I
you
see
like
his
that?
Face, and I was like, oh my gosh, I like the General Grievous. This man looked at me like I was an alien. He was like, thank you so much. Oh my god. exited, came back when we were at like craft services, which is snacks basically.
Yeah.
He comes over and he's talking to me about
like,
all the Star Wars is. We're talking about all the.
He walks up to you, zero context, and he's just like, I have an erection.
He's like 94.
He
I'm like 94.
Down, he just goes, hello there. You're like, oh.
Yeah, see, and I would communicate because Lauren is a Star Wars nerd. So anyway, so we're talking about God, what's it called? What's the kids' TV? It's not a kids' TV show, but it's a cartoon one.
Oh, Clone Wars.
We're talking about the Clone Wars. We're talking about the new one that had just come out. We were talking Rebels. About all these. Yes, and it was a fun conversation with this guy.
And then all of a sudden,
I knew he was very excited that I was having this conversation with him.
Yeah. He's like, "You're an attractive woman who likes Star Wars. What the fuck are you?"
And no,
you're like,
oh, there's so many. No.
So no, there are. Of course there are. I dated girls that are super big nerds that are attractive. Right. And it's like the hottest. It's so hot. You're like, you want to talk about Star Wars with me? Talk dirty, bitch. Jar Jar Binks.
And then she's like, you're like, not
she's like,
that.
Untini, and then just shoots my dick with a taser. I'm like, wah! I just turn into R2. I'm like, wah!
Like Star Wars, like, so then we're going to set like a different scene and I'm walking and all of a sudden this other man comes up to me and he's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? And I'm like, am I in trouble? Like, what is this?
He's like, shut the Star Wars
shit up. My friend, I'm like, no, this guy, in my mind, I'm like, this man is not about to ask me out for a friend. Like, this is not, this man is probably 30 years old, both of them.
How old are you?
So he goes, hey.
You're like 29.
I was 26.
That's
27. I was 27. No, I'm just saying they're grown adults asking a friend to ask someone out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm referring to.
Sometimes men just gotta be a little bitch. Sometimes you're a little bitch. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do because our mom didn't raise no bitch, is what I'm saying.
So this is where it got weird, though. So he's like, hey, so my friend.
This is when it gets weird.
This is what I'm saying. He's like, you talked about Star Wars. Like, and I was like, oh, immediately. I know. I was like, yeah, John Paul Davis. And he's like, yeah. He's like, so he would like ask you out. I don't know, like if you're single or in a relationship, you want me to come find out. And I'm like, what is this? Like, what is? And I was like, I am actually married. I have two kids. It was two kids at the time. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
It was so flattering. But also I'm like, man, like if you were going to ask someone out and you're going to get rejected. I wasn't mean. I wasn't like, no. I was like, I literally have womb fruit and a husband at home.
Yeah.
And so it was like.
Sorry, my husband's a doctor. Hold on, pause. Do I sound super robotic?
You're echoey. You cranked it up. You got the wrong thing.
Oh, can you hear me? How's that?
Yeah. So anyway, that's my Star Wars fun fact. Now I'm going to be like 94 to people who have anything and they'll be like,
no, but that's like a deep cut of 94.
Probably no one will understand.
I'm trying to think. I definitely, there was a girl that I worked with one time when I was at Chick-fil-A who I was, she was a very niche kind of nerd. Like she liked 80s nerd stuff, like very specifically like the Dark Crystal and Labyrinth, like the puppet stuff from the 80s, like that.
She's
very
a puppet girl.
Well, like
she's like nye, nye, nye.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I'm gonna gobble on your dick, and then just grabbed a puppet, and just yum 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 yum, and I was like, this is
imagine
doing something like carpet burn
it
on
over
my
your
dick.
She's like rubbing it, and you're like, so I'm into the motion, I'm not really the puppet.
She's like, do you
the
like
puppeteer.
My mouth on it? That's not your mouth. That's a sock on your hand. She's like, no, but I identify as this puppet right now. Well. I identify as leaving. Yeah, so basically the same thing. I was just talking to her. I was just being nice, you know? I'm a nice person. I try to be nice. But also it was genuinely like a nice conversation. We were talking about like very nerdy stuff. We talked about how like, you know, what's his name? Yoda is a pup. He's technically like a Muppet because the guy who like made him was made the Muppets and everything. Anyway, and then she very much like kind of the same thing where she was like, hey, like, do you want to go out sometime? Like, she's like, I just feel like we talk really easily. Like, you're a really nice guy. At the time, I was dating. I don't remember. I don't know if I was dating anyone at the time or if I was married. I don't know. But I couldn't go. And I was just like, oh, like, you know, thank you very much. I can't go, though. And it was the same kind of thing where I'm like, I'm flattered. Like, you like
it's going
out because my personality, not because my looks. And let's be fair, most people don't want to go out with me because of my looks. Because they see me and they scream in terror.
They're like, good God.
And they just
and you're like,
and run. I'm like,
Yeah. They start sprinting.
Yeah. Like run. Dun,
like, wait,
dun,
no. 94.
Like, come back and please my Barbie. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. Yeah, someone's just like, she's like, do you want to meet Barbie? All right, guys. So I recently acquired a package in the mail from Dubby. They sent us a couple different options of flavors to try. Dubby's an energy drink, guys, that's going to give you great energy, no crash, and no weird jitters in the middle of the day. And it doesn't have that, you know what I'm talking about if you've had energy drinks, that weird flavor that energy drinks have. I got a couple different flavors in the mail, gave it to my roommates, had everyone try it. Within the next 20 minutes, I got a text from two different roommates telling me that, one, they thought it tasted delicious. I didn't ask them to. One of them tasted a dragon fruit lemonade, and the other one was, I think it's called, it's a peach. I think it's Peach Beach. Not 100% sure, but it is a peach flavored one. And he said it was delicious, the one that had the peach one. And then a couple minutes later, the other one texted me as well. So these are people that I didn't tell them anything. I just asked them to tell me what they thought of it. They said it tasted good. They both said that it gave them a good amount of energy. They went to class in the gym. They both said that neither one of them had like a headache or a weird crash afterwards. And I was like, all right, cool. Guinea pigs are over. It's time for me to try it. I tried it. Same thing. Tasted great. Had great amount of energy. Anyway, guys, if you want to try an amazing alternative to whatever the crap energy drink you're drinking right now, go to dubby.gg, use code sorta kinda funny for 10% off your order.
It should be in a psych ward. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's literally Harley Quinn.
But doesn't
what
she
is that noise?
I'm leaving the tent. It's the garage. It's my vibrator.
Oh god.
It's the garage.
Lauren's like, and now we're gonna keep recording. Fuck.
Okay.
Thriller
not.
Oh god.
All right.
Like I have a Michael Jackson fetish.
Okay. Listen, there was this we messaged people on Instagram to try to share a podcast.
Yeah.
And I had to share this with James. They messaged back and they were like, "Hey,
oh,
we do
god,
love comedy."
This was so funny.
So, because I'm like, if you like comedy, here's our comedy podcast. We'd love it if you listen. If not, you know, no worries, whole millennials. Like, so he.
Quick
so
question
person,
for you: Who likes comedy?
Who doesn't? You mean?
No. Who does? Oh wait, that's right. Yeah, everybody.
No, I had someone message be like, "No, I'm actually not really into comedy, but my husband, and so I'll pass it to him." I'm like, "What?
Yeah,
you don't like comedy? I get not liking our kind of comedy, but the fact that
in
someone
general,
just doesn't like comedy."
That's
it's
wild.
So odd.
It's like, I don't like comedy movies.
Serial
I
killer.
Don't like podcasts. I don't like jokes. I don't like.
That's weird.
She's like, Guardians of the Galaxy? Weird. Not serious enough for me. Oh, okay.
And your statement is false. So
I
anyway,
would like
so
if
I
Rocket Raccoon
this
just was a real raccoon and Groot never made jokes and Star-Lord just was, you know, very serious.
It's an alcoholic, yeah. So I messaged this, you know, these people and they're like, hey, yeah, we like comedy. Just curious, what made you look at our account, see a heavy death metal band and think, I should send this to him? And I'm reading this like, you know, okay, I'm like, even death metal needs comedy. Like, I'm not excluding certain people because they look, I'm like, I'm literally sending this out to every group and they're like, haha, fair enough. I'm like, that's right, bitch, I love you and I love if you're listening to this, but also it's yep. Like I'm not excluding you because you sing screamo. You know, I still think
yeah,
they
that doesn't
need to
make
laugh.
Any
I
sense.
Think people like funny. Yeah, I don't know. And a lot of people do just send it to random accounts. But whatever.
We
anyway,
definitely target our accounts that we send to. Like, we definitely are like, oh, everybody likes this.
And we get it. Everyone likes comedy, but not everyone likes our kind of comedy, which is
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, we get that. But we're not like, I'm not going to be like, oh, this person listens to rap music. They probably won't like chicken nuggets. What? Those don't even fit in the same category. That
right,
would be
right.
Like, I would get it if we said, I'm like, hey, would you guys check out our record label? And it's like ska or
sure.
Religious
not
music.
Even there. Yeah.
Yeah. That no doesn't make
they're
any
like,
sense.
Meh. Yeah, but it's,
like
a,
like
it's
podcast.
A podcast. We're just talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're screaming. We're
news.
Talking.
Any podcast. Why would you, unless it's like about like conversion, like a specific religious podcast. Like they're over
like
there
a marriage
about
therapy.
Satan.
They're like, what?
They're like screaming yeah. about devil and how much they love them. They're like, actually, that would make sense to someone send them a religious podcast. Okay, continue.
But I'm fine with it until we find our shtick. Like we're still learning who we are. Don't you know who we are? Daughter of the king.
Jesus, if this is the fucking LDS
royalty.
Episode.
There to his divinity.
Okay, can I?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Rolling. Oh, that's real so quick, funny. And we'll tell you, James is, would you say you're divorced? What would you say your trauma is, James, real quick?
I don't even want to get, I mean, like, we could do this on all this episode. The last 12 months of my life are just the craziest, like, year for any normal human. So, like, we could just, yeah. Career like, change, you feel, like, school change, marriage change.
Religion.
Religious change. I mean, you could literally throw a dart at, like, major life events, like, that would affect anybody, and I've done all of them on that.
You've done
like,
all of them in 12 months. That's so interesting. I truly believe, and, like, I could be wrong, but I feel like you have to, like, hit rock bottom at some point.
That's what I'm
there,
like, then
baby.
Start
Let's
living
go.
The best years of your life. I'm there. You're like, I'm waiting for it. Yeah, when's it gonna happen?
Yeah. We're snowboarding,
like 12 months in. But that's interesting. I have so many questions.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah,
sure. This is what always happens though. Like we get to meet like new awesome people like you, mm-hmm. and then it's like, how do we fit all of these questions into?
No.
Yeah,
like, we're gonna be like 45 minutes.
One,
right.
And like, where's part two? I'm like, go check them out. They have part two, baby, on there.
100%. Yes. If you're curious about these burning questions, then you just have to go to. I have to call my sister.
You're gonna need to go to a doctor. That's probably gonorrhea.
Hopefully you are not pregnant.
Please. Now people are just going to go infection. Accidentally get pregnant because they think that the life's going to turn out like,
No.
They're like, well, hers worked out, so I'm just going to bang this
hot
guy.
Beautiful. They're on. Yeah. America's Got Talent.
They said
Canada's
he was
got
so
talent.
Hot. It's like
not usually how it works out.
Yeah. That's yes, so ma'am.
Do not take that question. Okay. Funny. We do not condone them.
Earlier.
So next month our sponsor is going to be Sort of Kind of Funny condoms. Our faces.
That's hilarious. No one wants to. Anyway.
Right on the tip.
Just your face on the tip.
Just my face.
That was just so terrifying like this. For someone.
Yeah, I'm like. Protection.
Sponsored
cool.
by.
We're
yeah.
This is.
We're
it's called Rock.
You're
Bottom.
You're like sponsored so. By yeah Rock Bottom the condoms.
Yeah, Rock Bottom.
Rock hard for Rock Bottom. They're like, please stop.
Oh, okay. My God.
Oh my God, you scared me so bad.
Why?
He was right here and just walked out. And I just
What's up, baby?
Snailed your head.
You just yanked
sorry,
him.
Sorry. I gotta talk to Uncle Dave.
Wait, can I have mac and cheese?
Yes. Okay, shut
he
the door, baby.
Right?
He's gone. No, no.
Lauren just abused her children on fucking live television. I go, she goes, here's my child. And I just hear a yank. And then I heard a. And I was like, fuck, that was his head.
Like, what
are you talking about?
Microphone.
You're like, you don't want to know. Uncle James is a fucking crazy person.
I know. I was literally saying it as he walked in. I'm like, fuck. And but I was like, fuck.
You're like, oh, God.
Oh,
don't scare me like that. You just grab his head and starts banging it against the microphone. You're just like,
like,
I told you when you're coming to
like
mommy's room.
His head. He's like, hi, mommy. Can I have mac and cheese? I'm like, I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, he's
baby.
Rubbing his head.
I would never do that, baby. I didn't mean to. Oh.
It's John
okay,
there right
I'm going
to
read. He's downstairs. All right.
So John's present.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The father's home.
Okay. Can I ask the father? Can I ask a question? How does John feel when you're recording? Is he cool with it? Is he like, yeah, that's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, you work 12-hour days and I'm home with the kids, but I'd hate to record for an hour and a half. Bitch.
Really
he's
going
to hear this episode and be like, oh.
Let's do our accents after,
oh
and let's do our the Thanksgiving stories.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me pull this up. It's in our email.
Where? Oh, email.
No, don't worry. I
once again, Lauren will do everything. I will sit back and make very inappropriate jokes.
I have noticed a trend.
Yeah, Lauren edits, pulls up stuff, does everything.
Work
like,
distribution seems
exactly. And I'm just sitting here, just like, and then I fucked a cow, and everyone's like, okay,
thank you, James.
Yeah.
Were you that kid in class, James, where they're like, well, thank you, James?
Not particularly in school, just because there were other more rambunctious people at our high school.
Okay.
So I kind of. Around my friends, like outside of school, yeah, very much so, but not necessarily. Not really in school, unless I was in like a class with all my friends.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And you, do you call it college or university? You call it university, right?
Mm hmm.
Yeah. So I like 50-50. So, and I call it university sometimes and sometimes college. Yeah. And I swear people out here are like, what's university? I'm like, what?
Do you
what
not
do you
know what a university is?
Well, people will be
like,
yeah.
No, I know, but to call it that is.
But then
yeah, I'll be like, oh,
we have the collegiate system here in some universities, which is interesting. So Oxford University, I live in Oxford now, and the university is made up of several colleges. So you have Balliol College.
Exactly. That's college here is the same way. There's colleges in a university, but they still like Brigham Young University, but everyone calls it, I go to college at BYU. And I'm like,
interesting.
What college are you in?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. At BYU. Right. So anyway, that was just, that's one of the things that I used because when I got home from my mission, we lived in Germany and then all the kids in Germany, if they spoke English, like a lot of them were British or learned British English, and they would say university rather than...
Well, the confusing thing is German kids go to gymnasium for, like, high school, right? Which sounds like gymnasium, which is gymnasium, your sports So, like...
Yeah. They're like, I'm in the Olympics. Oh. Interesting.
They're all such athletic kids.
I just moved the light. I saw... Vi una columna de luz más brillante que el sol. Okay, all that's right. Something I still do. Sorry, I know we're doing LDS stuff. I will regularly, if I see light, just start doing the first vision in Spanish. Yeah. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Did you serve a mission? I'm curious.
I did, yeah.
Where'd you serve?
I said London, England, South mission. Exotic.
But when were you there? Because we had a friend in that mission.
So I spent a lot of my time at the temple, actually, as an ordnance worker. So it was a whole different kind of thing, which meant that, like, I know the endowment ceremony by heart.
Like,
the old one or the newer one, though?
Well, so they won't let me back in the temple, funnily enough. So I only know the newer one from Whisperings. But, like, post-2019 is the one I don't know. But, like, the new films, the ones directed by that guy who turned out to be a bit of a wrong'un.
Pedophile?
Him. So those ones, I had those pre-memorized. And that's my thing. I will sometimes, like, I will use temple phrases in public life. I'll answer the door sometimes. I'm like, what is wanted?
What is wanted, My friends that are LDS-ish will do that to each other.
Oh, of course.
Knock on the door a couple times. I'm out. Uno, dos, tres. There it is. In my area, my mission, I had the temple, the Guayaquil temple was my area. I probably did not go near as many times as you did, but I probably went like 70 times on my mission. We went all the time. Yeah. So
how old are you, Nemo?
How old am I? How old do you guys think I am? I love turning that question around.
I would have guessed 26.
I was to say
25.
23? No.
I'm 26.
You are. Okay.
Solid
right
guess, James.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 27, so I kind of felt like we're around the
I'm
same
impressed.
Age.
You're like huge on social media. I'm so impressed. Okay. 26.
Yeah. We do not give the vibe of intelligent adults, whereas you do. So.
How old do you think we are? I think we said it.
Well, yeah. James 27.
You can offend us.
Well, I did roast Tanner on this, but I am a well-raised English gentleman. I will not guess your age, Lauren. That would be inappropriate of me to do so.
She's 70, old bitch.
No. I'm 29. 29? Yes, 29.
Okay.
Guess James's.
He did already. 27. You deaf bitch.
All right. Thanksgiving. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, tramp. Is that the British phrase for a harlot? Tramp?
Yeah, that worked. Harlot. Whore. Lady of the night. Whatever you want to go with.
You lady of the eve.
Lady of the night.
No, you're the lady of the 4 a.m. when they're getting out of the bars and drunk as fuck. And they're like, I just need something.
Good Lord. That is horrible. The sailor is just like, lovely ladies.
I literally just need something to put a hole in.
Oh my. Put a hole in?
With that hammer.
Stop touching that.
Put your feet back.
If that falls in shatters, I'll kill you. He's moving our selfie light. Okay, here's a go.
Join hosts Dave Houghton and Sarah Ray Pallick as they examine the less glamorous side of sports with their podcast, In a Pickle. Follow IAP Radio on social media by going to iapradio.com. In a Pickle is now part of the Den Network. For more information, go to iapradio.com.
Oh, I have a question while we're on the subject really fast. Do you have a football team, a British football team?
I do not because, well, I guess I do if I have to. My granddad was a Liverpool fan. So
at least it's not Arsenal.
I guess I have to. But I watch rugby. That's my sport.
Yes, I love rugby.
My rugby team is Leicester.
Okay. Did you watch the World Cup?
Yes, I did. I'm heartbroken still.
Who are you going for?
What, in the final?
Yeah, South Africa, or
I was rooting for New Zealand in the final.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All Blacks. So I know this is not a sports podcast, but I love rugby.
Now for the sports with James and Lauren.
Welcome
with
back.
James and Nemo. Lauren just silently.
Lauren doesn't know the fuck about a rugby ball or a baseball.
A scrum.
It's like it's like an American football, but they haven't had to like stitch it up after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like they throw it backwards and sideways, right?
Yeah, they throw it backwards. Mm-hmm. You can kick it forward.
They don't wear padding.
It's very homoerotic.
And honestly, can I be honest with you? That's what I'm here for. I'm like, but you watch them; they grab each other.
Maybe grabbing,
and they're like in between each other's legs.
I know.
You have to be
very
comfortable with your sexuality, whether that's homosexual or
have to have gone to a British private school where you just get riddled by people.
Here we
and
go.
Then,
here we go.
A little diddled.
And how do I get to one of these schools?
You're a bit old, James.
College, university.
You fixed it.
Yeah, there you go. Go to Oxford or Cambridge, somewhere like that. Join a society that'll get you to burn 50s in front of a poor person, and that's you're good to go.
I'm just like, oh no, Miss Nun, I've been bad. I just bend over. I'm like, you got a rule?
Ow. Damn. Those are naughty, James. Those are drunk. You go to public school or?
I went to a normal school.
Okay.
Normal school.
So no allegations going on.
No. No one touched me.
That's the church side of it.
But I was Mormon, and boy, do I have some stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, scout camp.
Yeah. All right. I haven't heard those clips in a long time, so editing truly made me laugh. All right, that was fun. I forgot about those clips with I have to call my sister. Check them out. They're hilarious. They actually recently, Stacey K performed on a sex cruise. It was like a swingers pleasure cruise, I think it's what it's called. And she was a performer for one of the nights, and they just experienced it. Like, they had an episode with part one and part two. It is so funny, you guys. If you want to know what goes on those cruises, check them out. I have to call my sister. And then Nemo the Mormon, as always, I was cracking up listening to this. We had such a fun time on that episode. And he will be coming back at some point. We have something very excited planned, but that's going to be later in the year. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this Out of the Vault bonus episode. Next week is going to be fun. It's our ADHD episode for sure. There wasn't a theme. We just told stories that's happening. James gives a brief rundown about the Easter story. And let me tell you, borderline offensive. But it's the content you guys are here for. There's so much other things that are happening next week. I hope you're getting excited. Get prepped. It's a big month, guys. We have St. Patrick's Day coming up and Easter. And it's actually my son's second birthday. Anyway, it's a big, big month. So let's get excited for warmer weather. And we'll see you on Thursday. Bye.
Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.